Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Earth Day. What are you doing?
I came in to work with my windows rolled down. Oh, we pulled weeds.
What?
We pulled
what
some weeds. We pulled some weeds. We did.
Also, what?
I pulled weeds today for Earth Day.
What? What does that have to do with Earth Day?
So you killed bits of the Earth?
Yeah, you
burned
Earth Day?
I killed life? Weeds to make way for actual growth of actual growing things.
On natural grasses.
Good
job.
That's earthy. You're welcome.
Ooh, weed is a naturally growing thing? Gives off oxygen?
Mm-hmm. It takes my oxygen when I look out in the patio cracks and I see it.
So you hurt the earth today. Views on climate change have long been associated with partisanship, and they still are, but age is now a factor too. Younger Americans are even more likely to say the U.S. needs to take steps to at least try to slow global warming. There is now a sense of urgency for many in the public. A large majority think it needs to be addressed at least in the next few years, including half who think it needs to be addressed right now. There is a sense that we should address climate change, and there's also some belief that we actually can. By the way, the leading contributors to pollution in the United States has gone down.
Yes.
Oh, we've done a remarkable job.
We have. I was watching Morning Joe today, and they had on a bunch of charts. The U.S., U.K. is leading the way.
Good.
In lowering their emissions.
Good.
The United States is down. Canada and Germany are down. Even China is down a little bit. Mm. Biggest violator on the planet, would you care to guess?
India.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
India is the number one polluter on the planet now.
The generation that will walk us out of this crisis, I firmly believe, is Z and beyond. I think they understand in a way that maybe we didn't, that something needs to be done.
By the way, Dana, a very easy answer for what did you do for Earth Day would have been, I drove my Tesla to work.
Thank you, Sam. And every day.
So every day you're helping Mother Earth.
I know, right?
I recycled the cardboard in a toilet paper roll.
Okay. I recycle.
And it went right to the landfill.
Stop it.
Yeah, don't say that to him.
Know,
it stresses him
sorry.
Out. Don't say that to him. It stresses him out. And it stresses me out.
By the way, you know, we've talked for years on this program about the pollution problem, the trash on the highways here in Kansas City. How refreshing it was for me. I went to the gym this morning, and I'm driving home, and I see on the side little signs that say, litter control next 5 miles or whatever.
Yeah, they're all doing it today, as a matter of fact.
They were everywhere today.
Yeah.
On 435 on the Kansas side and all along Shawnee Mission Parkway. They were everywhere.
Today, volunteers, city staff, local departments all combed over parks and public spaces across the city to pick up waste.
Yeah.
They were around 63rd and Paseo, 49th Street. And my goodness, I saw, I think it was Martin Augustine that did one of the stories, just the mound of trash, because in some of those spots, people treat it as a dump.
Yeah.
For someone else to come around and handle.
You pick it up. Well, they were out on 435 and all along Shawnee Mission Parkway this morning.
Good.
And it was great to see them out there picking up trash. But you know, I say that. Mm. I say
it makes me mad that we have to have the cleanup.
Exactly. That's what I was.
But
just
then
about
you're
to
happy
say.
That they're cleaning it up.
Yeah,
right?
I was happy that they were out there cleaning it up. But why are they out there cleaning it up
now?
And it's not because. Let's be clear. Sorry, Sam. I don't mean to interrupt you. I beg your pardon. It's not because you've got your windows rolled down and a receipt just blows out of your car and onto the side of the highway.
No.
This is because you're eating McDonald's, you finish your meal, you roll up the bag, and you just toss it out the window.
Or it's the trash trucks.
I was going to say, okay. KNBC 9 News recently did a deep investigation into this, and they found that a major offender was the trash trucks. But I will say, I have personally seen many times people pull up to a stoplight, roll their window down, just nonchalantly reach their hand out.
Are
not even like they're
serious?
Trying to hide
you
it.
You not seen that?
And
no.
just drop a full bag of trash right there in the middle
so
of the road.
Angry.
Okay, now wait. You know I'm not a honker or a Kermit the Frogger, and I'm no longer a Flip the Birder. But if I saw someone just casually dump trash out, I would shame them immediately.
I was driving down the road the other day, Sam and Dana, and this was on Shawnee Mission Parkway between 435 and my house. And I'm just driving down the road, minding my own business. This person had clearly been to Sonic because it was a white styrofoam cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, I'm just driving behind him. It's like 55 miles per hour. And I see a white styrofoam cup fly out the passenger window of their car. I could have screamed bloody murder. That makes me so angry. It's so disrespectful.
It wasn't me, officer. It went out the passenger
and
window.
And why can't you just wait till you get
home.
To where you're going and toss it there?
Because that cup holder needs to be empty for the rest of my drive.
No, it does not.
That cup is in the way of my right arm, and it must be removed from my vehicle.
What is the fine?
$500.
It's $500 for real.
Mm-hmm. If you get caught.
Ever heard of anyone getting caught?
No.
Ever.
The worst part is they know it's wrong, so they look around to see if there's
that's
any
exactly
cops around
right.
before they do
so,
it.
So what they do, that's right. They look around. They see the guy behind him is in a Kia. Well, a Kia is a foreign-made car, so it can't be a cop car. All cop cars have to be domestically produced. And so if there's a Kia behind him, me, they know I'm not a cop.
Mm. Is that a law?
I don't know if it's a law or if it's a city ordinance, but yeah, all cop cars are domestically produced.
By the way, Dana, you like to give me advice to
yes.
not honk at people
yes.
as often. I went to honk at someone this weekend, and guess what stopped working on my truck?
Did your horn stop?
My horn stopped working.
That's a sign from God.
What does that say to you, Samuel?
It says that the fuse went out, and I'm going to replace it tonight.
No, that's not.
That you have overused that. In a manner in which it is not healthy for you or those around you.
It was just really funny. I went to honk and
see,
nothing.
I perceive providence here, and God knew that if that person had heard you honking at them, they would have killed you, Sam.
Okay.
And so God made sure that your horn did not work.
So why does it still not work?
Because you're in horn timeout.
Yeah. God has put you in horn timeout.
You are in horn timeout, and for that I am thankful.
Continued divine intervention.
All right, so speaking of horn, I forgot that many weeks ago I went on Amazon and I bought like the number one rated personal alarm, ladies, for all of us, like in a, you know, if you're in a parking garage where I believe someone was shot over the weekend just off the plaza.
That's right.
She was.
And I, first of all, would not be in a parking garage alone, but I'm going to have my cell phone in one hand, and then I have this little contraption in another hand. And it's about the size of a vape pen, and it hooks, like with one of those really fancy hooks that if you're a hiker, you rappel down a mountain with.
They call it a carabiner?
Yeah, a carabiner on my purse. And if you pull this thing out, all hell breaks loose, ladies.
Can you play it?
I will shut off my microphone.
Is it that loud?
Oh, yeah. And it flashes.
Okay.
So I'm going to have my cell phone in one hand and this thing in the other hand. It's called a Birdie. And I've given them to my daughters.
Can you turn it off once you start it?
Yeah, I've just got to shove that thing back in. But let me turn my microphone off. You just pull it out and then, yeah, hang on. I'll show. I'm going to turn my mic off so it doesn't, you know, right?
Like too loud.
Yeah, this is on your microphone. Okay, ready? You just pull it. Ready? Sound that loud from over there, but trust me, it is.
Turn your microphone. That's not that loud. Turn your microphone.
Okay.
I think it's
it goes
okay.
like this. Oh, God, that is loud. Okay, that is loud.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh gosh.
I can't get it back in.
Put it back in.
I can't get it back in. Oh, okay. Sorry. Now it's back in. So
that is not that loud. You need something louder.
Nope. And did
your
you also
Your voice is
notice,
louder than that.
No, did you? Well, hello. I would be screaming, rapist! Did you also notice that my
be like, what's that faint hum under her screaming?
Did you also notice that the strobe light that goes off, Sam? I mean, if you have epilepsy, do not look at that thing.
No, you're going into full seizure.
Yeah. So it's also, if it's dark out, it lights the way.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got it yesterday. I'm so excited. Gave it to the girls last night. Don't leave home without it.
913-586-7798. What just happened?
Nobody kidnapping me. Uh-uh. Ain't happening.
Dana, it's not that loud.
No, you need something much louder.
It's loud enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is.
We need to get you laughing and then...
If you're in a parking garage...
and see what's louder.
You know what I'm saying? If you're in a parking garage...
With the echo.
Oh, my goodness.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.